My name is Edgar Flurry, Special Magistrate. Today is Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Could you please state your name for the record, property appraiser first?
Doug Mack with the Property Appraiser's Office.
Melissa Cullen with the Property Appraiser's Office.
Jerry O'Coin with Walmart Incorporated.
Could you raise your right hand, please? Tell them to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
I do.
Okay. Mr. O'Coin?
O'Coin.
Pardon me?
O'Coin.
Okay. You're familiar with the opening statement, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Procedures and that follow, fine. Let the record show that the petitioner understands the opening statement. It was not read. If the property appraiser, could you please provide me with the your evidence for both petitions while we're at it, and also if you have any evidence you want to submit, I'd take it at this time. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Also, am I this for both?
No, that's just for one.
Okay,
I have a separate packet.
Okay.
Would you like it?
Might as well bring it up. No sense in it. You said, thank you. Am I to assume that the evidence basically for the both of these are the same, such as comparables?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay,
same for me as well.
So basically, what we'll do is we'll read them into this petition and go back to the second petition, read the information for the record, and if there's any additional information that you want to provide, let's do it that way. Okay?
Perfect.
We don't have
yes,
to
sir.
Go. And we refer basically to the first petition for the evidence. Okay?
Great.
Thank you. Sir, could you please proceed?
Yes, sir. For petition 2021-125, this is a retail store, 100% owner-occupied big box store with a convenience store with gas. It's a Sam's Club. And if you will turn, and I'm going to apologize, Mr. Magistrate, on this first packet, I had a little incident with my page numbers.
Okay.
On what's going to end up being about page 9, which says page 2 at the bottom, is a case synopsis. The parcel number for this property is R33-222-18-1681-0000, excuse me, 01. It has a just value, an assessed value, and a taxable value of $9,118,585. Mm-hmm. On page 6, you'll see there are a subject aerial. So following that, there's a subject location, followed by a subject photo. If you'll turn back to page 17, we get into our, I'm sorry, I said the wrong page number.
It would be forward, huh?
Yeah, that was on page 6, was the maps and the photos of all of the comparable sales. And then on page 13, we have a comparable sales chart. We used 5 improved sales.
What page was that again, please?
I'm sorry, page 13.
13, okay, thank you.
The 5 sales were located in Duval, Orange, Brevard, Alachua, and Clay counties. They ranged in effective year built from 1968 to 2015. They raised, excuse me, they ranged in leasable areas from 52,320 leasable square feet to 116,045 leasable square feet. The sales occurred from January of 2019 through October of 2020. and had a price per leasable square foot between $70.72 and $127.11. On the next page, we'll continue that. On these comparables, we made secondary adjustments, including location, age and condition, quality and design, size, land-to-building ratio, and occupancy for a final adjusted leasable square foot price from $65.65 to $117.56. We reconciled to a $85 per leasable square foot for a final value of $11,769,270. If you'll turn back to page 17, it shows the comparable rentals map. That goes through page 19. Then there are photos of each of the comparable rentals that were used. And if you turn to page 23, you'll see that we used four rentals located in Hillsborough, Hernando, Orange, and Alachua counties, with effective ages between 1971 and 1989, with leasable square footage ranging between 42,112 square feet and 84,146 square feet. These were all actual leases, and they had a rental rate per leasable square foot range between $8 per leasable square foot and $8.94 per square foot. On the next page, you'll see that they were all triple net leases. We made secondary adjustments for location, age and condition, quality and design, size, and land to building ratios. Our adjusted rental rate per leasable square foot ranged between $8.40 per leasable square foot and $9.78 per leasable square foot. We reconciled at $8.50 per square foot. If you turn to page 31, you'll see that we had a potential gross income of $1,443,849. We used a 3% vacancy for a value of $43,315, giving us an effective gross income of $1,400,534. We used $2.98 per leasable square foot in expenses, giving us a net operating income of $987,590. We used a 7% cap rate, and we loaded it with the millage rate, giving us a loaded cap rate of 8.57% for a final value of $11,528,605, or $83.26 per square foot. On page 32, you'll see our reconciliation that the as-is fee simple market value for the subject as of January 1st was $11,745,203. This location also has the gas station that was not included in those numbers. We took the number that we had, we added the land, the structure value, and the miscellaneous features for a total of $339,048 to give us a total fee simple market value of $12,084,251. Behind that, you'll find our addendum that has all the property record cards for the comparable sales and the comparable leases that we used, followed by the legal documentation that we include in our packet. And that's everything I have on this one.
Question I have, what about the 15% adjustment? How do you handle that?
It's built into our CAMA system and reduced within our CAMA system.
Okay. Is that across the board based on the strata or all type of properties lumped together?
When we take the A criteria and the 15% cost of sale into consideration, it's based on each stratum within the overall group.
This stratum, okay.
Yes, it's not per property.
You've answered the question. Thank you. All right. The evidence submitted by the property appraiser is Exhibit A and is admissible. Bear with me a moment, please. Okay, sir, it's your turn, please.
Very good, thank you.
I have your evidence right in front of me.
Great, so the first page of my packet is just a summary page. We'll come back to it at the end. I'll direct you now to page two. On page two, this is where I start my analysis for the income approach that we did. The first selection of the first kind of box you see there with a bunch of stores listed, that is every Walmart and Sam's Club in the state of Florida that is leased. We own most of our portfolio in the state, but I went and pulled the rental rate we pay for every one of our leased stores in the state. You can see a rental range, a low of 327 and a high of 766 that we pay down in Miami on one of our stores. So average rental rate, 489, and the median's right next to it, 450. That's what we pay in rent for, that's what we pay for rent in Florida.
Excuse me.
Pardon?
Are these not owner occupied?
This one is owner-occupied. The subject is owner-occupied.
Okay.
But what I did is I went and tried to pull every rent that we do pay on stores throughout the state.
Okay. Again, these are all of these Walmart owned?
Yeah. So let's see, of this box I have, most of them are Walmarts, three of them are Sam's Clubs. If you look
okay,
under store.
Okay, fine. Are these allocated rentals? You're renting it to yourself in essence?
No. So these are what is it, 10 or so stores listed? We lease them. These are not owner occupied. These are the ones that we do in fact lease.
You lease it so
we're paying a landlord. So it's the ownership is anybody.
It's not owned by you.
So the subject The petition is owned by
right.
us.
But these are not owned by you.
Correct.
Oh, that's what I want.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
I assumed they were all owned by you, but
we like to own most of our stores, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way.
Okay. Bear with me a second, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, please proceed. I'm glad you brought to my attention.
Certainly. And then the box below, that is, these are some rental rates that are other large boxes. I tried to kind of zero in on boxes. I like to go over 100,000. I think I looked mostly above 90,000 and for standalone boxes. So I found some kind of some lower rental rates, but I think you can't beat what we're actually paying for rent. So that first kind of selection I have, I think that's about as good as it gets. On the next page, I tried to estimate what a cap rate would be. And fortunately, I'm actually not that far off from the property appraiser. This is the realty rate survey. And you'll see I highlighted a line at the bottom. They do an analysis for freestanding retail, which I think is most applicable to our stores because they're, you know, freestanding. They're not part of strip centers. And what they do here, it's the minimum, the maximum, and the average for new developments, acquisitions, and recapitalizations. I think the acquisitions column is probably the most applicable here. They found an average of 8.94%. I know the property appraiser is using, I think, what their loaded cap is 8.57. I didn't load mine, as you'll see on the next page. If you go to the next page, It's my pro forma income approach. I used a 489 rental rate. That's our state average. That's where it came from. I'm taking a 5% deduction for vacancy and an overall 5% deduction for expenses. So I'm taking quite a bit lower expense deduction than the property appraiser. I'm using a lower rental rate, and our cap rate is about a half a point, or about 40 basis points apart, not that far. This yielded a value of $6,792,072, or $49.36 a foot. Again, I based that on actual Walmart rents. I think we may have a square footage discrepancy of like 500 square feet. Not a major concern of mine. On the next page, I think it's page 5 in here, I have a list of sales of boxes, and I will say from the gate, that coming straight out the gate, I relied on the income approach. I did look at sales, but 80% of my analysis relied on the income approach, because it's hard to get good information on sales. Everybody disagrees on, because a lot of our stores are owner-occupied. So if this store would ever go to market, a new tenant would be coming in. So I've got a list of sales across the state with, an average sale price of in the low 30s. I do think comparable one on my list of sales is worth considering. I think it was probably a pretty big omission on behalf of the property appraiser's office. We had a Sam's Club sell in Daytona Beach in May of 2020. So, it's a identical property type to this one that sold, during the analysis year. It sold for $35 a foot. We relocated our club there. So it wasn't a failing club or anything like that.
Where was that located again?
In Daytona Beach. Yeah, so we sold that club just because we relocated. The store was actually doing quite well. But again, I think it's important to say that really I relied on the income approach heavily. Throughout the rest of my report here is just the backup for all the evidence I've provided. I'm not going to go discuss every page in there. I'd happily answer any questions, but it's just a support for what I've provided. Okay. So if you go to the first page, my summary page right there, we have listed a bolded number in the middle, a requested value of $6,800,000. That's weighting my income approach at 80% and my sales comparison.
Wait a second. What page are you on now?
One.
Pardon?
The first page. Back to the first page.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
What I list there for requested valuation is $6,800,000. That's an even number. Again, I came up with that primarily through the income approach. You'll see just below my value conclusions for sales and income. And our income value is $6,792,000. So ultimately, I just rounded up.
Rounded up. Okay.
And that's how we got there. That's what we have.
Okay. The evidence submitted by the petitioner is admissible and is Exhibit B. We're going to be discussing petition 21-126, the same property appraiser and the same property property representative as a previous hearing. Could you please present your evidence? And if it's the same, like I said, it's the same evidence.
It is only
except the approach has changed. And refer to those pages when you do. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. This is petition 2021-126. Again, it's a 100% owner-occupied big box store with a liquor store. on page 12 of this packet, and the page numbers are correct on this one.
Okay, good.
On page 12 is my case synopsis. You'll see that the parcel number is R292317-2608-0000-0020. Back on page 1, you'll see that we submitted a property record card. On page 8, we have the subject aerials and photographs. This Walmart store is located on Commercial Way in Spring Hill. It's zoned PDP GC with C2 use. It has 1,062,864 usable square feet of land. It was built and has an effective age from 2003, with the liquor store being 2018. The improvement is 210,949 leasable square feet. It has a...
Hang on one sec. I'm going down here. What did you say? The liquor store is a separate building?
It's a second building, but it's on the same parcel.
Yeah, I understand. And how large was that? I'm looking here. I didn't pick up on it. How big is that? One more time. And what page was that on?
Within the box, though.
The liquor store... One second, please.
Sure.
The building that the liquor store is in is a gross 4,102 square feet with a leasable square footage of 3,928 square feet.
What page is that?
That's not in the packet. That's part of my rebuttal. I'm sorry. I don't have that in the packet.
Fine. That's why I couldn't see it there.
Now, on the, I will say this, on the property record card that starts on page 1, you'll see that structure 2 actually on page 3, it gives those sizes. On the very bottom, it'll say building 2 areas. The base area is 3,928 square feet, and the total is 4,102.
Okay, please proceed.
All right. On page 14, you'll see that the value as of January 1st for the just value, the assessed value, and the taxable value are all $12,918,592. On page 16, we have our comparable improved sales map. On page 23, we have our comparable sales chart. These are the same sales that we used in the previous packet. Do you still want me to go over all the information on the individual sales like I did in the previous packet, or are you okay with that?
If the petitioner is okay with that.
No problem.
Okay, yeah. Hold on a second.
Yes, sir. The only difference on those would be the individual adjustments pertaining to this
right.
subject.
Mm-hmm. That's 15,188,328, correct?
Yes, sir. Are you good?
Please,
all right.
Please.
On page 27, we have our comparable rentals map. And that's followed by the rental photographs that we used for the comps. On page 33, we have our comparable rentals chart. And the again, like with the sales, it's the same ones from the previous packet. After adjustments for the subject, we had a minimum $6.38 per leasable square foot and a maximum of $7.44 per square foot. We reconciled the $7 per square foot, giving us a well, if you go back to the page 42 to the direct cap, you'll see it gave us a potential gross income of $1,768,242. Again, we used a 3% vacancy, giving us an effective gross income of $1,715,195. We used $2.31 per square foot for total expenses, giving us an NOI of $1,228,419. Again, we used a 7% cap rate. We loaded it with the millage rate to give us a loaded cap rate of 8.57%, which gave us a final value of $14,339,912, or $67.98 per square foot. The eight criteria were considered in the analysis of the subject. The as-is fee simple market value of the subject as of January 1st would be $15,103,406. If you'll go back to page 44 that's actually in the addendum, you'll see that the state of Florida provides us with the sales use tax data for this location. And in 2019, this location had $101,739,089.02 in sales, gross sales. And in 2020, it increased to $107,175,678.10 in gross sales, or a $5,436,589.08 increase from 2019 to 2020, or 5.34% increase. And then in the back of the packet on page 137, you'll see that we included information from Net Lease Advisor. On page 139, you'll see that the average sale price for Walmart specifically.
139?
Yes, sir. Is $13 million. And on page 140, you'll see that their average cap rate went from 2020 being 6.5% to 2021 being 6% even. The other documents in the addendum include all the property record cards that we use for our comparables and the legal data that we use in each packet. That's it.
The evidence submitted by the property appraiser is Exhibit A and is admissible.
All right, thank you. Petition 126 is for a Walmart Supercenter. It's a similar construction site type and similar age to the last one we discussed. I will note I had a square footage error, so that will change my value just a little bit. We'll go to my income approach. It's on page 3. I relied on the same evidence as last time, the Walmart rental rates, the same cap okay. rate. But my square footage is too small. I have no problem using the property appraisers at $210,949. So the value on my income value should be, it's not a big difference, $10,413,483. All I did was just fix the square footage. So it's a $400,000 difference.
Are you talking about page 4?
Yes, that's correct.
You said $10,413,483. have 10,078,690.
Correct, yeah, and I used too small of a square footage. My system wasn't updated for the liquor box that they added onto it, so I'm using the same analysis, I'm including a little bit more square footage.
Okay, could you give me that figure again, please?
Sure. Yeah, that's 10,413,483.
483?
483.
And that's based on the property appraiser's area?
Correct.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because I know mine is small. I don't have another measurement, so I should have used theirs.
Okay. Okay, please proceed.
Yep. And really, I mean, there's really no need to rehash anything else. It's the same evidence. And as a matter of fact, on this one, I too used the average rental rate. I used a 489 rental rate, which is our state average, 5% vacancy, 5% expenses, and an 8.94 cap. So, I mean, saying anything more would just be saying the same thing all over again.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, I think we have enough information here. The evidence presented by the petitioner is Exhibit B and is admissible. Anything else, gentlemen?
Do we have the opportunity to rebut?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Now, you didn't bring that up at the last hearing.
I thought we were going to do them all together. That's
okay,
why
fine. So,
it would be
both?
The same rebuttal for both,
okay,
for me.
Okay, good, okay.
Same. Yes, that's perfect. That's
okay,
great.
Good, okay. All right. What page, you going to refer to pages, I assume?
I'll refer to his pages as I go through, yes, sir.
You have separate information, or is it in your evidence?
No, this is separate. I'm just going to go off of the information that he
okay,
furnished
fine,
us.
Fine. Can I have a copy of that after?
Sure.
Rebuttal? Okay. Bear with me.
You want me to do it? No?
Okay, please proceed.
Okay. On the first page, on his summary page, I just want to clarify, we value as is as of January 1st of each year, and as of January 1st of this year, it's a 100% owner-occupied retail structure. On page 2, the top section that he was referring to is the stores that they lease, that they do not own. Mm-hmm. There had been no adjustments made to any of those. Specifically, if they rent commenced in the past, there were no adjustments to that to account for the time. There were no location or age adjustments made. On the second portion on the bottom of that page, these stores are typically all former stores except for the one located in Crystal River that says former mall. This is still a mall. It's just in a poor location and has extreme deferred maintenance. On page 5, these are the stores that he used for his sales comparison. A lot of these are likely used for second generation space. Many of these have resold even after some of the sale dates that have listed for higher values. There were no adjustments made for time, age, size, or location. And some of these sales are very old, going as far back as 2013, and wouldn't put a lot of weight on those. A lot of them have been, like I say, second generation, and just, again, not good comparables.
And what page was that again?
That was on page 5 of his packets.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, I see the dates now, okay.
Okay. And then throughout the rest of his packet, just going through, some of the highlights are a lot of his sales and leases were high vacancy properties, deferred maintenance issues. In shopping centers, they weren't standalone. Again, the one in Crystal River, the mall that he referred to, it has very high vacancy, a lot of deferred maintenance.
What page would that be on?
That one would be on page 10. And on there, it refers to a movie theater. That theater, my daughter worked there. It's closed just due to the fact that it would flood and they wouldn't even repair the building. On page 12, this is the store.
Bear with me 1 second.
Sure.
On page 5, he has the 11 comparables here. Are the following comp sheets correspond to those sales or not, or additional sales?
There's support in the back. Like I said, I didn't really rely on these sales very much.
Okay.
It's just,
right. Yeah. So they're not sales that are shown on page 5.
They should be. Each one should have some support. Let's see. So page 6, for example, is I think he's just going. They may not correspond specifically in order. I tried to put them in order,
right,
but they
fine.
May not.
It says Pasco County, and on the page 5, it doesn't show Pasco County. That's why I was just wondering. Okay.
Yeah, just using that one as a reference. The page 6, the one in Pasco County, I don't see it on that chart at all.
That's because it's a rental rate.
Okay.
So it's on my rental rates chart.
Gotcha.
A rental rate, sir?
Yes.
And since we're talking about that one was actually converted into office space. It's no longer retail space. Page 8, again, it has extreme deferred maintenance. It's part of a shopping center, not a standalone building. Page 9 is part of a mall. It's, again, not a standalone structure. Page 10 was the one we already spoke about. That was the one that is the mall. Page 11 is now a warehouse, an outlet store. It's not considered, we don't consider it a good comp. Page 12 is the store that he referred to that was the former Sam's Club. A new store of very similar size was built within 5 miles of this location. So we're assuming that being a second generation sell as well. On page 14, this was an auction sale, so we wouldn't be able to use that. Page 15, I had a problem because that sale, when I looked it up in public records for the county, it doesn't even exist. That sale doesn't exist. I couldn't find it on the clerk's page for a deed or on the property appraiser's site from Duval County as being a sale. On page 16, again, we have high vacancy. Page 17, this was a redevelopment project. Page 19, again, I couldn't find any information on this, the sale of this property in public records. In fact, per public records on that sale, the last sale occurred in 2003 for $9,450,000. Hmm. And the other ones are just, like I say, the ones that were mentioned on the bottom were very old sales. Now, if you'll go to page 4 on either of his packets, this is his pro formas. As he mentioned before, we did have a fairly substantial square footage issue, difference in what he used and what we have in our records. His rental rate that he used at $489, there were no adjustments for any of those rentals that were used, whether it be time or location or you know, adjustments for when the lease was signed or commenced. In neither of these, for the Sam's Club, was there any mention of the gas station on here? Or was on the Supercenter, was there any mention of the liquor store?
But are they included in the area?
Yes, they are.
Thank you.
I won't dispute that he included them, but again, on both of them, our square footage is vastly different.
Okay.
On the Sam's Club, his square footage on his sheet is 137,589. In our system, we show 145,055 square feet.
Is that the one that, this particular one on 126?
That's on the Sam's Club, page 4.
No, 125, 126.
That's on 125, I apologize.
Okay, okay.
And then for 126 on the Supercenter, he has a GLA of 204,167. And we show 219,547.
But didn't you say it indicated on page 4, on petition 126, that the value is $10,413,000 using your figures?
I updated it to match what they used on their income. I updated it to match what they used on their income approach.
Yeah, so you should be in agreement on that area,
okay.
Right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
If he used our figure, then
it's
yes.
It's the other one on
125.
Okay.
Correct. Did you want to add anything? And that's everything I have.
And he can have that coffee if he wants that coffee.
Okay.
Okay. Just to clear up a couple things. On 125, they mentioned a square footage difference. On their income approach, they used 138,462, not 145. So we're off by less than 1,000 square feet. To me, that's a rounding error. So I just want to clear that up. Also, most of the rebuttal that was just provided, it sounds like they were picking apart a lot of the sales I provided. From the, you know, coming out the gate, I said I didn't really rely on those sales. The crux of my case was on Walmart rental rates and the sale of the Sam's Club in Daytona Beach. So you're right. That's why I try not to rely on those sales, because it's just hard to get really good big box sales. So I don't want to lose focus of what I, you know, the message I'm trying to convey here. A lot of those sales are junk, and that's why I didn't rely on them. Let's see, regarding what was presented by the property appraiser, on page 13 of
125.
So on page 13 of 125, that's where they...
Of the property appraiser's report?
Yes, of the property appraiser's report.
Okay.
They have listed out several sales right here. Every one of these are... None of these are the same construction type as the subject. You know, Winn-Dixie's a grocery store. AutoZone, Sears, they're all different construction types, and I don't believe any of them are standalone. And I imagine they adjusted for it, but again, they're quite a bit smaller, and it's really just sort of a different market altogether. I think not including the Sam's Club sale in Daytona Beach was a major omission. They knew about it, and my only reason I think it wasn't included is because the value was too low. So I'm surprised to not see that sale in there.
Which sale was that?
It's on my list of sales. On my page 5, it's comparable number 1.
Page 5, number 1?
Correct. Okay. Let's see. On page 23 of the property appraiser's report for 125, this is where they list out their rental comps.
Okay, hang on.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, same issue as with the sales. These are all for different construction types, and they're all for areas that are quite a bit smaller than the subject. On 125, they used an 850 rental rate. We don't pay that high of a rent on any store in the state of Florida. So their assertion that we should be paying a rental rate that's about $1 a foot higher than a brand new store in Miami, I can't really reconcile that. And I think the reason that is probably because they are using space that is substantially smaller. So I really have a problem with an 850 rental rate because, again, we don't – it's not real. That's not an actual amount that we pay. Let's see. I want to go to page 139 in their report. They referenced – or 139 on the report for 126. They referenced a net lease advisor report that I think the objective here was to –
Page number again?
Yeah, it's page 139. So it's, I think, just a couple from
That's
the last.
What you said, that was...
Yeah.
Okay. And,
yeah. Property appraiser offices love using this report. I see it brought up all the time, and it doesn't make any sense. This was put together, I don't know, trying to make Walmart look like an attractive investment. The problem is, if you look at what it says, the average building square footage is between 38,000 and 182,000. That doesn't make any sense. Those are two very, very different kinds of building. And the majority of what went into the sample size for this report are Walmart neighborhood markets. It's our small grocery store concept. They're generally around 40,000 square feet. Those are all leased. So most of what went into this report.
Bear with me a second.
Yes.
I misunderstood what you said.
Yep.
That basically the food stores?
Yes.
Is that what's included in this page 139?
Primarily, because they you can see that based on the small square footage. All these reports, what they're doing is they're making a report about Walmart, the corporation, and most of our small grocery stores are leased, so they're transacted quite often, but that doesn't really apply to what we're talking about here. If we were talking about a Publix or a Winn-Dixie, sure, that would apply, but this is an analysis that's really done for stores that are a quarter of the size of the subject. So I just want to point that out.
So the food store is around 38,000?
Correct. Okay. Correct. They're usually around 40, but
no, somewhere
yeah.
In there.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's all the rebuttal I have.
Rebuttal to a rebuttal?
I just want you to clarify something. And I don't know if Mr. Aucoin is aware of this, but I do know that the Walmart marketplace in this county.
Which page you referring to?
I'm just speaking in general. The Walmart marketplace in Hernando County was speaking of that report, and they're mostly the grocery stores because of the smaller space. Mm-hmm. They actually constructed it, and they leased the land only.
Which one is that?
That he was talking about the grocery stores that were included in the report he was just referencing. So I'm just making that point as far as this county. I do want to say that the two subject properties that are part of the petitions, the Sam's Club and the Walmart, they're 100% owner occupied. They were built for Walmart and Sam's. Both of their sales use tax reports from Department of Revenue for their gross sales, which we've included in our packets, showed an increase in sales from last year. This is first generation space. It's not second generation vacant space. So, you know, that being said, there really should be most weight put on the sales comparison approach and consideration given to whether or not the sales were vacant or occupied at sale.
You relied on the income approach, is that correct?
We, I think, put more reliance on the sales.
Yes.
Because these are owner occupied, yes.
Not on the income approach.
Correct.
And also, Special Magistrate, if you did want a copy of our rebuttal, we can give that to you.
I think that'll do it.
Okay. I want to thank both parties.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay. The rebuttal of the property appraiser is Exhibit C and is admissible. I want to thank both of you, all three of you, excuse me, for a civil discourse here. Thank you.
I appreciate your time. Everybody have a great weekend.
You too,
Jerry. Thank you.
End of petition.